with XRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, encouraged by this week's ceasefire with Iran, especially reopening the Strait of Hormuz.
Certainly getting the Strait reopened is a big win, not only for America, but for our allies as well.
Senator Collins made her comments to the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, disputes over both Lebanon and the Strait are now threatening the ceasefire.
Iran insisted that an end to the war in Lebanon was part of the ceasefire deal, but Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump said the truce did not cover Lebanon. Meanwhile, the United States is demanding that the Strait of Hormuz remain open to shipping traffic. The White House said Wednesday's closure was completely unacceptable.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clarkson. Mexico is considering fracking to curb reliance on U.S. natural gas.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has announced plans to tap into unconventional natural gas deposits at a time when the Iran war is disrupting global energy markets. Sheinbaum avoided the term hydraulic fracturing or fracking, a drilling method used to extract oil and natural gas from the deep underground bedrock using a highly pressurized liquid. She calls it a quest for sustainable extraction, emphasizing the environmental impacts would be minimized.
That is Bill Alexander. Artemis II Commander Reid Wiseman and his crew asked permission to name one small fresh crater after their capsule called Integrity and another after his late wife Carol right before Monday's lunar fly around.
Just for me personally, that was kind of the pinnacle moment of the mission for me. That was, I think, where the four of us were the most forged, the most bonded, and we came out of that really focused on that day ahead. I think that was a very caging moment for the four of us.
On Wall Street, stocks are doing well. The Dow is up by 275 points, and NASDAQ up by 144. This is SRN News. A new prayer ban in Quebec.
Lawmakers in the Canadian province have passed a measure outlawing prayer and any other display of religious devotion in public as part of a sweeping effort to make Quebec more secular. That means government workers can't wear a cross, public hospitals can't serve kosher meals, and you can't hold a prayer meeting on the quadrangle at a public university. Clergy and various ministries fought the legislation to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
The race for a U.S. Senate seat in Michigan is being clouded by controversy. Democrat candidate Abu El-Sayed is campaigning with a popular online personality who has made anti-Semitic comments. Hassan Piker has stated that, quote, Hamas is 1,000 times better than Israel. He's described Orthodox Jews as inbred and believes that, quote, America deserved 9/11, the 34-year-old Turkish-American, has 3.1 million followers on Twitch. This is SRN News. With much of the world's focus on the Strait of Hormuz, the UK and Norway are trying to deter Russian submarines operating in the North Atlantic. We get more from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Britain, Norway, and other countries are engaging in a weeks-long operation to deter Russian spy submarines near undersea cables in the North Atlantic, the UK defence chief says, accusing Moscow of using the distraction of the Iran war to ramp up malign activity against Europe. John Healy says a Royal Navy frigate, aircraft, and hundreds of personnel have been involved in tracking a Russian attack sub and two spy submarines, aiming at preventing the vessels from carrying out what he calls nefarious operations. NATO countries have repeatedly expressed concern that Russia could use its fleet of spy ships to hit global communications. I'm Charles de la Desma.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.